end up biting me in the butt.
Lisa Nichols?
Next year, can't have her on my team.
So threw you under the bus. Lisa
it
Nichols?
Was lovely as always.
You know what? Don't assume. The Oscars haven't started yet. You know, they haven't happened yet.
And I am Derek Gary. I'm going to leave on a personal note tonight. Earlier today, I said goodbye to my father, who passed away last Thursday. He was a tremendous man, and he was a fan of this show. And I know that the WMFO signal doesn't reach very far, but I hope it's reaching far enough to find him wherever he is. Thank you for everything, Dad. You'll be missed, and you'll be remembered every time somebody hears my voice and my thoughts. Have a great week. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
Cape. Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome to another edition of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Hey, we weren't quite ready yet. Hi, I'm Joellen, and we have more fun and excitement than we know what to do with tonight. We do. So we're going to get started with some music pretty much right away, apparently. I had selected a track from the Mary Zoo CD, which is called like sunshine after rain. And this is the song, Into the Sun, which we have no sun, but plenty of rain, and so quite a nice, healthy helping of darkness as well. Yeah, that's what we're good.
Jump off the highest mountain into the sun. I cry for you like the wind on the ocean. Cry for you, I'm so filled with emotion. With you, I'll jump through eternal silence. Oh, come. Take my heart, take my hand, we'll fly above the plains. Take my heart, let's fall again. I'll dive through the air, be a falcon. Oh, come, take my heart, take my hand. We'll fly above the flames. Take my heart, let's fall again into the sun. We'll be right back.
Are you all awake now? Dinosaur Jr. will always get you awake. So, we just heard Dinosaur Jr. with Let It Ride, coming off of a remastered Bug, which was released, like 10 years ago. Before that was Diablogado with In Your Sights. They just played last weekend. And we started the set off with Mary Zoo with her song Like Sunshine After Rain, which was released this year. Last year. We're in 2016 now. Yeah, last year. Cool. So, let's play some more music. Next up, we'll have some Petty Morals. They have a new EP out that was released in January. If you haven't heard it yet, you should. Go check it out. It's awesome. This is track 2 with their song, Over It. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And there we have Petty Morals, as I said. Cool. With their song Over It. So we have multiple guests this evening on our cold, rainy, very dark night. Guest number one is Brett Milano, who I'm sure his name is synonymous with Boston rock and roll.
Hello, hello.
He has written for every major publication in Boston.
And a few minor ones.
And a few minor ones. Has written books. Let's see, Sound of Our Town,
Vinyl Junkies, which is still out there.
Yes, and you have a brand new book that is about to drop.
And I have a brand new book that we are going to be celebrating next week. The name of the book is Don't All Thank Me at Once, which is a song title that came from the gentleman I wrote the book about, whose name is Scott Miller. He was a largely unsung pop genius who had two great bands, Game Theory in the 80s and then The Loud Family in the 90s. And he is no longer with us, unfortunately, as of about 2 years ago. And I thought the guy's music needed to be celebrated somehow. And as I got deeper into it, I wound up getting to know a lot of people that worked with him. In fact, everybody that worked with him wound up talking to me. So it wound up growing into a full-scale bio. And it kind of answers the question of why was this guy so interesting and why should I immediately go out and hear all of his music.
Why was this guy so interesting?
Well,
leading question.
Well, for one thing, I mean, his life was pretty colorful. He was a different. He didn't fit the normal mold of who should be writing pop songs. He was a computer. Pretty much a computer genius. He had a pretty high-end programming job in the Silicon Valley. He did have the way he went about his life was pretty interesting. He was very, very Spock-like and very guarded in his personality, and yet everybody who met him came away thinking what a nice guy he was. But beyond that, it's kind of the story of how somebody can go through the 80s and 90s college alternative rock world, kind of be a presence that and get to make records for 20 odd years, and yet not quite make it big. Always kind of be slightly in the wrong corner when they were handing out the MTV acclaim and that kind of thing. So in a way, it's kind of the story of the indie music of that era, as seen through the eyes of one of the bands that should have made it instead of one of the ones that did.
Cool. Now, you had said that when you're trying to explain like who Game Theory is and why people should care.
Yes.
There's one song.
Well, there's a few songs that I think are that he wrote that are great, but this is the one I'd always say. You know, who is Scott Miller? Who is Game Theory? Why was this guy so good? This is a track from the album Two Steps from the Middle Ages, which was the last Game Theory album in 1987, I believe it was. And just listen to what the vocals do on this song. It's pretty awesome. It's called Room for One More Honey.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
So there's a sampling of game theory for you. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Brett.
Oh, you're very welcome. That was, as I say, that was the from the last album Game Theory made before Scott formed his next band, The Loud Family. And one of the big fans of The Loud Family, bringing it back to Boston Rock, yes, there is always a connection, was our own Amy Mann, who was at that time starting her solo career and wound up being totally enraptured with Scott Miller's music to the extent that they planned to make a record together. And that never happened, but they did appear on stage together a couple of times, and she did say in a bunch of interviews how she aspired to write songs that were as good as his.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a connection to Boston Rock, and we got actually a huge connection for next week.
Yes, for next week. Now, now that this book is out, you see my book, Don't All Thank Me at Once, The Lost Pop Genius of Scott Miller, available now. We're going to have ourselves a little get together. There's going to be a book release party next Thursday. That's March 3rd at Store 54 in Alston. You all know where that is, I assume.
Of course.
16 Harvard Ave. It is the place to be. And we're going to have an evening. I'm going to be doing a bit of reading, and there are going to be some special musical guests of some of the local artists that are fans of Scott Miller's and have followed his stuff, and they will be actually covering his songs.
Oh, that's cool.
So you will get to hear just how wonderful these songs are when they're performed live.
Nice. Yeah. So who's playing?
Well, who's playing? We have John Pajita. We all know and love John Pajita.
Of course.
We all know and love Tanya Donnelly. She's going to be doing a great Game Theory song. Right. And Sean and Linda from Curious Ritual, who have not been on stage together in the proverbial dog's age. And they're going to do a couple of his songs as well. So there'll be a bit of reading, a bit of music, a bit of free booze, and sort of get together and celebrate.
We love celebrations.
We do. Not so much celebration, that club. we didn't really love that. But
no, there's really no need to go there at all. Wow. Yeah, you definitely have to be of a certain age to know you even get that reference.
Right.
Glad we're all sitting in the station laughing our butts off, but, you know, the listening audience would be like, what are you talking about? You know, back when Kenmore Square was cool.
Yeah.
So let's check out a couple of the bands that are playing next Thursday. I have queued up a song by Curious Ritual. And it, I think, might be one of the oldest CDs we have in the library. So we're going to check it out. It's called Get With It Girl, the title track.
makes a body sink so low. And I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I wish I carried a camera. I'd have proof that you're never where you say.
And there we have two artists that are going to be performing at Store 54 next Thursday for Brett Milano's book release.
Yes.
Don't All Thank Me at Once.
I better go to that.
You
should
go. Yeah. Is it on your calendar?
Yeah, I've marked it.
Has everyone marked their calendar now? Because seriously, this is going to be so much fun.
Yes. So again, the book is Don't All Thank Me at Once, the Lost Pop Genius of Scott Miller, and will feature me reading a bit and some of Scott's songs performed by the two artists you just heard, wonderful artist Tanya Donnelly and Curious Ritual with Sean and Linda, and also John Pajida, who you're about to hear, I believe.
Yes, absolutely, because yes. we can't go without playing some J-Pop.
Absolutely not.
Awesome. Well, Brett, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Braving the elements.
Yes, yes.
Next Thursday, Store 54 in Alston.
And we will see you there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me.
uninvited sings.
Yep. Welcome to the dance party. That's what we do sometimes. What did we just hear? We just heard Dirty Bombs with their song In Every City. Before that was Love Whip with their song Automatic. And before that was John Bohida International Airport with Surrender to the Disco. No, it isn't. Daddy's the Man. That's what we heard. And then we had a bonus Tanya Donnelly song because I hit the wrong button. That's why. But we heard These Days, all she and Curious Ritual members and John Bohida are going to be playing next week. And speaking of next week, we got more guests, more friends. I'm now joined by the band Pop Gun. There's a lot of people here now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Joellen.
Everyone. Wait a minute. I don't hear you.
Hi there.
Hi. Now I do. Awesome. So we're going to do one of the rare, we rarely put bands in Studio A to play acoustic, but we're going to do it tonight because, you know?
Because yeah. We only brought our acoustic guitars.
There we go. That would be a reason.
And but they told us to play.
Also.
Whoever they were.
Great reason.
The proverbial
way. Because you were told to do that.
Yes.
Yep. So I guess before we get started, I have heard of you guys like forever. Are you like the longest living like Boston band?
We've been around for a while. You interviewed us years ago.
Yeah.
When we actually were releasing Trigger, I believe.
16 years ago.
Well, is that how old Trigger is?
Well, we were interviewed here. I looked it up in 2000.
Okay, I wasn't here then. So,
the show existed. Oh, you know what it was? It was 2000.
When we did Trigger, yeah. When we were releasing Triggers.
That's right.
2005, I was here.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought, it is definitely me?
Yes.
That's great.
How about that? we were memorable, apparently.
Well, I never want to say, like, didn't I talk to you guys before?
You did, yeah.
Because it was like a while ago.
And with us, everything, you know, we started in 1992 as a band, so it's been a while. Not continuously, but
that's okay.
You know, on and off since 92. Long time.
It's just, I look at the schedule, I'm like, wait, Pop Gun, is it the same band?
Them again?
No, it's wonderful, because, that's all good.
Well, we haven't broken up since 2010, right?
Right. We've actually been together continually longer now than in the original run.
So it's like a better marriage for everyone.
It is.
Okay, yeah, good.
It's
good.
Working out so far.
We've grown up a little bit.
We've paid the lawyers. It's all good.
There's nothing left to lose. So when was the last record you released?
That was the year before last when we released American Soul, and we've been living off its laurels ever since.
Well, live on something.
It came out 2 years ago, and we're thinking about going in the studio again. We have a few new songs, and one we're going to play tonight, or actually two we're going to play tonight, acoustically, so it won't sound the same on the record. But, we're still writing, still doing new things, more than we were before, actually. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's very good.
We have a show.
And we have shows coming up, yes. We're playing this Friday in Salem at Kodo, Friday night. Doors open at 8. We're playing with Nick and the Adversaries, although apparently he has no adversaries that
no
night.
No adversaries.
Just Nick.
He got rid of him.
Muck and the Myers and 138. So it'd be a great show.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're playing next month. We have a show at Spotlight with... Who's that with?
Watts, Fire King, and Richie Parsons.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's
going to be a loud, loud show.
It is.
I like it.
March 26th. So those are a couple 25th. Things coming. 25th.
March 25th. Right. And then we have...
Hold on. I can't even hardly hear you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's not usually a problem.
I was going to say, you've got to like scoochie up or...
There it is.
Not going to hear you.
I can hear his heartbeat.
See, now the lovely listening audience can hear you.
Everyone
breathe.
Can hear you.
Breathe.
Let's all take a breath together.
Nice.
Fabulous. All right, so what's the first song you're going to play for us today?
The first song is a song called Evelyn, which is one of our new songs. It's a new pop direction for Pop Gun.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah? All right.
All right, well, cool. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Are we in tune?
I don't know. Now you ask.
Okay, good.
One,
two, one, two, three, four.
Like, you know, we're professionals in here.
Not quite, but just like.
Just like.
We're used to Brian's clapping noises here.
Oh, yeah.
Clapping
yeah.
noises.
Golf clap. Yeah.
Who's your little green device that has all that?
Oh, this is no.
No.
No. No, no, no.
No devices.
No devices.
That was Evelyn off the forthcoming Pop Gun record.
Thank you.
One person clapping.